South African Independent Public Benefit Organization says it opposes the proposed national health insurance scheme, which it says is dangerous and unnecessary. A massive white paper for national health insurance was launched in the capital, Pretoria, last December. The white paper paves the way for sweeping changes to the country's healthcare system and aims to ensure that everyone has access to appropriate, efficient and quality health services. With some people, while some people have welcomed it, others say it will not work. Jason Ubach is the director for the Free Market Foundation.
The government released a white paper in December 2015. It invited interested persons to submit their comments and various kind of feedback issues that the department received, and we are now waiting for the next iteration of the white paper to come out. So it's been quite a while from waiting for this next version of the white paper to come out. But basically, the idea is to introduce a policy of providing free healthcare for all South Africans, and that will be fully implemented by the year 2025. And we're currently entering into the second phase of implementation of the project. What we've seen is that the Treasury has dedicated increasing amounts of the budget towards setting up the national health insurance infrastructure in order to roll out the project.
Now, there's a lot of confusion among the public about the national health insurance. What is it that you think South Africans need to understand most about this plan?
Well, kind of most important aspects haven't really been thoroughly debated. So it's difficult to know what exactly people are going to be covered for example, under the national health insurance. So there wasn't a kind of comprehensive list of procedures and different medications that, for example, if you're on a medical scheme, it would be clearly kind of delineated all of the issues and all of the procedures and medications, etc., that you would be covered for. So, and I think that's been part of the problem, is that we just have no idea of what are the types of benefits that someone can expect to have under the proposed national health insurance. And the kind of rhetoric that's been pushed around is just that you will get free healthcare. Now, that's kind of an amorphous thing, because the South African government has a really limited budget, as you know. So we have no idea how much it's going to cost. There was a figure that was given in the white paper, but the National Treasury was supposed to release a comprehensive costing of the NHI white paper in conjunction with when the white paper was released, but we've never seen that. There's just so much uncertainty surrounding the national health insurance.
And why do you feel that the plan will have the unfortunate and unintended consequence of destroying what you've described as South Africa's internationally acclaimed private healthcare industry?
Well, I think the proposals contain NHI and the consequences are entirely predictable. I don't think it's necessary or appropriate for the government to provide free healthcare for all, because obviously there's no such thing as anything being free. Someone has to pay for it somewhere along the line. And it's also not a particularly good use of scarce taxpayer resources. So having taxpayers funding healthcare for those who can't afford it is one thing, but insisting on interfering in the arrangements of those who can afford it is counterproductive and unnecessary. So I think that the proposed national health insurance will reduce the quality of healthcare provision in South Africa. I think it will drive more healthcare professionals out of the country. I think it will create a bureaucracy entirely incapable of handling the huge volume of claims that will ensue. And I also think, to be honest, it will impose an unnecessary and intolerable burden on both government and taxpayers.
How do you suggest the country go about ensuring that all South Africans have access to quality and comprehensive health services?
So I think that the government's role should be to finance healthcare for the poorest and most vulnerable members of society. So in the same way that within the Constitution we have constitutionally mandated and enshrined rights, such as the right to education and to housing, things like that, the government puts those issues out to tender, right? So it doesn't go and build the houses themselves. It uses scarce taxpayer resources and it gets the best kind of quality for those taxpayer resources. So you don't want to be